Coco Chanel once said, dress as if you're going to meet the love of your life every time you leave your house. Your finances are in good order and your social life is reborn. You have that first date and want to make a great first impression, but you have no idea what to wear. You wish you had a stylist. I can help. I'm Cheryl Pederuti, personal wardrobe stylist. Call me today at 401-241-4111 to retire with flair.
Is the Retirement Factory with the team from Euclid Financial Services. Your host is Josh Wells, along with Jason the Republican Wells and Manny the Money Man Resendiz. Euclid is the go-to retirement team for all the major United companies and their unions in the Northeast, as well as many of the Fortune 500 companies, along with federal employees that deal with OPM. They've been featured in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and Newsweek, and have appeared on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox. Euclid Financial Services specializes in getting baby boomers to and through retirement. At Euclid, clients enjoy their lives instead of worrying about their money. And now, it's time for The Retirement Factory.
Hello, New England. You are listening to Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services, New England's go-to retirement experts. We are broadcasting from the Euclid Vault State in East Providence. We have the entire team here. We have Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Today's show is amazing. It is all about missteps. We are going to talk about how to avoid the missteps in retirement. If you're on your way there, you're in there, and you're trying to get there, you have to grab your Euclid notepads. Turn this radio up. Let us talk about some missteps. Let's get it on the table today. We are talking about process. We're talking about timelines. We're talking about advisors. We're talking about diversification, and not always the way you think. So diversification doesn't have to be money. It can also be people. It can be time. It can be effort. You don't talk about timelines. You talk about how are you going to get through all your time. It is an amazing process. There's missteps to be known. Get your Euclid notepads. Let's get this show kicked off.
Josh, you know, the one thing that you've got to remember when it comes to a misstep is it can always be something small that you don't realize in the beginning. And what happens is it causes a ripple throughout your entire retirement. So as you're going further and further along into retirement and into your day-to-day basis, this ripple gets bigger and bigger. And that's where that anxiety comes up to, oh no, what do I do now? Why am I not enjoying retirement? Why is this not the way it should be? And you need a process and a system in place to kick you back in lines. And that's what today's show is about.
Manny, I think that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how do we get everybody to update themselves? How do we get this? Well, I don't want to get all computer on us, but how do we get this software update, right? Euclid is going to push down an update to the baby boomers. I'm telling you, be prepared. It's going to be great because that's the only way to fix these missteps is to actually understand where they come from and what are the red flags? What are the signs prior to actually stepping into these missteps?
That's right, Josh. When it comes to those updates that we were talking about, you have to have a system. The Euclid GPS system, guided planning system,
that's a great one.
Actually puts us, makes sure those updates come at the standard times, at traditional times, at times that a client would actually want them and need them. So, and then with all that, if you are actually following the guided planning system with Euclid, you miss a lot of the missteps.
You just avoid those ripples.
that Manny was talking about earlier.
Yeah, and what's great about the GPS system is it actually helps us allow you to understand, are you organized properly? Another way to say organization is diversification. And the misstep I see is people focus their diversification just on the market, not on all the tools that are available to them, the banking world, the insurance world, the market world. Now, to find out more about these different worlds and our process, you have to go to the Euclid website. That's euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID F as in financial, S as in service.com. You can get a full listing of who we are, what we're about, and how our process works.
Yeah, miscellaneous, or when you talk about diversification, I think talking about income streams. What income streams do you turn on? How do you turn them on? Because once you turn them on and you're going to go into your go-go, slow-go, and no-go years, if you didn't write that down in your Euclid notebook, take some time, write that down. When you're going into your go-go, slow-go, no-go, you're setting a budget for the lifetime of your retirement. And people sometimes think about that as one time frame. I'm retired, right?
That's right.
I'm from here to there, from 65 to death or whatever it is. But there's actually stages in between. That's a huge misstep. Once you're setting your income, there are different levels of income. And what I mean by that is there's different usages. So some incomes go from retirement to death. Other incomes go from timeline to timeline. So 65 to 70, 70 to 90, 90 to that death. So you gotta set your timelines right.
That's right. You know, and when we're talking about the timelines and we're talking about income, one of those things that needs to come up is not all money's created equal. So we need to be talking about that. You know, we need to be talking about, when we're talking about the timelines, we also need to be talking about Social Security. How's that fit into your income? How's that going to work? When's the best time? And because that could be a very large misstep that a baby boomer could fall into just because they turned it on too early or too late.
Yeah, when you're talking about timelines, when you're talking about Social Security, it's what's your philosophy about your money? How do all these different pieces interact? Are you trying to protect, preserve, and prolong all of your assets? And if that's the case, where do your non-guaranteed income sources play in with each other? So not just your Social Security or pensions, but where do your brokerage accounts fit? Where do your IRAs fit? How does it affect your taxes? There is a philosophy and a thought behind that. So whether you have a philosophy of, I want to not lose money and make sure my kids inherit money, that's a philosophy.
Yeah, that's on the cash flow side.
Yeah, that's on the cash flow side. You have to make sure that whoever you're talking to has that same philosophy. Ours here is to protect, preserve, and prolong.
Yeah, and when it comes to learning the philosophy of the agent or broker or advisor you're using, just make sure that, you know, that's all coming up in that discovery meeting. So when you're working with the GPS system, you know that you're going to find out early what that philosophy is. Now, if you have a lot of questions about missteps, you know, we've talked about Social Security today. We're giving away a book today. We're giving away the Social Security Decisions booklet today. We got 10 of those we're going to give away. I want you to give us a call here at Euclid Financial Services, 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727. We have 10 of these we're going to give away, and it's the Social Security Decisions booklet when you call in.
Yeah, I want to talk about retirement timelines. Let's unpack this a little bit, or kind of get the story on the table. When you're talking about timelines, you're talking about ages. You're talking about I'm in my working years, I'm accumulated, and I'm work save mode, and then I get 2 years before I actually want to retire, and I think to myself, it's time. I'm done. I'm tired. That new guy at the office, my boss, I don't know, could be my son. What are you doing here, buddy? It's time to move on. And I've just had enough. The world's changed. So now I got to start going through my statements and figuring out, do I have enough money? First thing comes in, a panic.
Yep.
This is a big misstep. Oh, my God. I now don't have enough money. Don't know how much I need. All I know is that I have to replace my current salary. How am I going to do that? And so now I start looking to figure out what I have in my kitchen, right? I don't look at what I have, not what I need. So first misstep, I think, is that we panic and we say, can we do it with what we have so I don't have to consult a professional? I have a person that helps me with my 401k so I can ask them if I need it, but I want to wait.
And Josh, part of that fear, that panic, it's realizing you have all these other accounts and all these other sources of income that you can draw on. And in retirement, knowing when to draw Social Security and all the other sources that you have, making sure that they line up, are extremely important. It's just like cooking a 5-course meal. There are some things that have to be preheated, prepped, and added at different times. Knowing when to do this is the difference between having a great dining experience and cold soup. Now, this process, this is a lot of what retirees struggle with. It's one of the biggest missteps they can face. Turning on an income stream too early, and you run the risk of not having money later in retirement. Turning it on too late, and you run the risk of increasing your taxes to a level that'll cripple your lifestyle. Look, struggling with these choices doesn't have to be a burden. But to ease it, you need a guide to walk you through all the stages of retirement along with the choices that go with them. The first step, it's overcoming the fear and anxiety of sitting down with a professional. John and Judy, they took that first step when they drove in from Lincoln to see me. The anxiety was visible. At first, I thought it was because of the drive-in. It wasn't until after that first cup of coffee did they settle down. There's something comforting about a warm cup of coffee. It gives you that courage to sit down and face the tasks that are in front of you. With a little bit of encouragement, John and Judy started to open up about what was bothering them. There was excitement about wanting to retire, but there was, at the same time, this burden of, what if I make a mistake? What if I retire too soon? Do I have enough money? What if I outlive my spouse? All of these questions, these emotions, they just came flooding out. Once all this was on the table, they finally took a breath. It was as if they had been holding it the entire ride into the office. John, I understood exactly what you're feeling. Wondering if you're making the right choices can take its toll on you. Today, we're going to go through Euclid's guided planning system, and at the end of this process, we'll have a guide to lay out all the choices that are available to you. Also, it'll lay out what all of your income streams are and in what order you should lay them in. Now, over the next several meetings, John and Judy's conversations with me, they got lighter and lighter. It was night and day the way they looked and felt from that first conversation. We were able to put a strategy in place that laid out all of their incomes and told them exactly when to start drawing them, everything from John's pension to their IRAs and their Social Security benefits. They were in complete control of their income, which meant they could control their retirement. Having the ability to control your money and not have your money control you is a great feeling. Here at Euclid Financial Services, we want all of our clients to spend more time enjoying their life and less time worrying about their money. It's something we believe that every retiree has the right to enjoy their life. Call us today at 401-727-2727.
Yeah, timelines are crazy when you're talking about this. The timeline that you laid out there is absolutely amazing. So when you're talking about retirement, it's about the accumulation years into your go-go years. But then your go-go years, you're setting it by a bucket list. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And that could be 2, 3, 5, 6, 10 years, depending on what your bucket list is. Now, dreaming big takes some planning and some knowledge. We have that Social Security book. We have the Social Security Decisions book that we're giving away. We have 8 more of these to give away. Give us a call, 401-727-2727. It's an essential read. It's easy. It's published. It's right here. Call us. Pick one up. 401-727-2727.
You're listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team coming up next. Keep it right here.
Are you planning a retirement party, a wedding, or just want to send your love and flowers? The Water's Edge Flowers on Broadway and Newport is your answer. Local and family-owned, Water's Edge specializes in everyday floral needs, weddings, and funeral arrangements. We also provide many types of high-end flowers and custom-designed arrangements to suit your needs. Newport County's premier, award-winning florist has been serving the community for almost 50 years. Visit us at watersedgeflowers.com, Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram.
Hi, I'm Jason the Republican. Today we're talking about your retirement. I'd like to take this time and extend an invitation to all our listeners to learn more about strategic Social Security planning. If you're between the ages of 55 and 70 and are looking to learn more about Social Security and how it fits into your plan, then call today. Reserve your seat for either Thursday, May 11th, or Tuesday, May 16th. The Retirement Factory team will be hosting an educational dinner event on Social Security in Swansea, Massachusetts. It's going to be a great time. You're going to learn a lot about Social Security. You've heard us on the radio. Now come see us live and in person. Call Sherman Peterson at 401-727-2727. Reserve your seat for either Thursday, May 11th, or Tuesday, May 16th. Remember, space is limited, so you have to call today at 401-727-2727.
Euclid Financial Services helps individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs. Insurance guarantees backed by issuing carrier.
Is the Retirement Factory brought to you by Euclid Financial Services?
Is a little higher.
Welcome back, New England. You are listening to the Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services, New England's go-to retirement experts. We are broadcasting from the Euclid Vault today in East Providence. We have the entire team here. Jason the Republican.
How we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendez.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Today's show is amazing. We are talking about missteps. We are getting baby boomers to and through their entire retirement without missteps. You have to grab your Euclid notepad, turn this radio up. We are talking about how to avoid missteps in your retirement. This is the difference between a good retirement and a great retirement, or stepping on all those missteps and thinking the world's against you. Kids, get off my lawn! We don't have to do that. It can be the golden years. So when you're talking about your retirement, you have to think through diversification. You have to think through three worlds. You have to think through cash flow. You have to think through all these things. Sometimes those words alone are the misstep. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense. And so when we're getting into where we're going, you really have to think through, am I going in the right direction for me?
Yeah. And where all the things that you just talked about, diversification, three worlds of money, cash flow, what they all hinge on is what's your personal investment philosophy. Every one of us has one. It's what we feel about money. It's how we feel about how it should work, whether we want it to grow, whether we are comfortable with it losing money, or more importantly, I don't want to lose a single dime. So that's where it starts, is how do you feel about your own investment philosophy?
That's right. And when you're talking about investment philosophies, you need to have, you know, you need to know what your broker, what your agent's philosophy is. You're going to learn that with the GPS system here at Euclid.
Yeah. And I'm a firm believer in that you should point blank ask whoever you're sitting with what their investment philosophy. Now, for us here at Euclid Financial Services, our investment philosophy is as straightforward as it can be. Our job is to protect, preserve, and prolong your assets for yourself and your heirs. And so if you have a similar thought process to that, then you definitely have to sit down with us and talk to us about our philosophy and yours and how they actually match together.
Manny, I'm glad you brought that up. It's the amazing effect when you see another baby boomer or somebody, and you say to them, hey, what's your investment philosophy? And it's almost like you just read them War and Peace. It's this whole, how do you get them to breathe again? And say, well, do you like losing money? Do you think the stock market's scary? Do you like savings, checking? Do you like Christmas clubs? These are all money philosophies, and there's nothing wrong with talking on this type of level. If your broker can't do that, you don't have a real philosophy or a real connection with that broker. Don't have to be super sophisticated. You just have to be knowledgeable what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a hard and difficult conversation. If you're talking with the right person, it could literally be just that easy.
100%.
So, you know, if you are questioning what your investment philosophy is, give us a call here at Euclid Financial Services, 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727.
Yeah. Now, the investment philosophy, when you're talking about it, it really drives what your retirement is. It goes right to that timeline. And it says, I am here because – and people think about it as like age. I'm getting older, so I need to become less risky. And that is a very good thought pattern of investment philosophy, because if you want to reduce your risk, because you actually want to preserve or prolong your income because you don't want to lose to erosion – that's something to be aware of.
And it could be as easy as, well, I own CDs because I don't want a loss. It doesn't have to be super, super complicated.
Yeah, your investment philosophy is what's going to determine how you're comfortable when it comes to diversifying. Because diversifying is really just how are you organizing your money over the three worlds, whether it's in the banking world, in the market, or in the insurance world. Your investment philosophy is going to dictate where you're most comfortable. So you want to make sure that the advisor that you're speaking with has that same philosophy so they can mirror your comfort and make sure that you are happy with the decisions that you're making.
Oh, 100%. Now, I don't know if you're in my head or not, but Irene is who I'm thinking of. Maybe I'm projecting it onto you. But
you're projecting, but I'll hang out there for you.
Yeah,
if you like.
Or you sparked a memory. Irene came in the other night, and she was talking with us. We had a discovery meeting, first time meeting her. She brought her son, and she was aging a little bit. And she was talking about some legacy planning and what she wanted to get done. And it was pretty amazing when we started digging through all of her assets and paperwork. Her pillars or her goals, what she wanted to accomplish, was to pass her assets to her two sons and have all the money that she needed. But she didn't know her net worth, which isn't a huge deal, but she was really concerned about it. She didn't have a great deal of income coming in, but she had plenty for her. It was very modest, but it was perfect for her. She had a small pension and she had Social Security coming in. She was at a zero tax bracket. She's doing great. She loves it. But her sons are concerned that she doesn't have enough money. So we talked about all these things. So when we started digging into the assets, we started actually digging in and finding out that she had a lot of diversification, but it's not of her portfolios. The diversification was of brokers. And I know that might sound really strange, but she took diversification to a different place. But it's very common. I see it a lot. She comes from a phone company. Verizon is where her family is based. They were Bell Atlantic. They were Maul Bells, all this good stuff. Her husband passed away, left her a small pension. And during the time that he was alive, he liked Frontier and he liked AT&T stock. So he bought a lot of this stuff. And when he was doing that, it was actually in the thought of making sure that she had it. And then when he passed, she never got rid of it, but she never also consolidated it. So she has also looked for these type of vehicles because she was used to them. She was easy with them. She liked them. And so what she was doing is she was actually trying to figure out how to get more of them. And so she bought stock, but she didn't buy stock from the same broker. So she had 7 shares over here. She had 12 shares over here. She had 3 shares over here. She had 5 shares over here and 15 shares over here at different brokerage houses, different brokerage people. And they were all the same share class. They were all the same investment. And so she thought she was diversified because she was with different people. And I know there's some people out there going, oh, I got this. This is very common. And one of the things that she found out when going through our GPS system is that we can all get it in one place. We can actually make it so that she gets less mail because she's at that age that's actually causing her a great deal of anxiety. Also, it'll help her actually figure out her net worth so that she can understand it so she doesn't have to rely on her sons. So it gives her independence. This was a huge thing for Irene. It was big and it gave me a lot of pride because when we were talking through it, I knew I could change her world. If this is something that you know is going on in your world and you have these anxieties, just pick up the phone. Call us, 401-727-2727. Once again, that's 401-727-2727. It's super, super common.
Yeah. What I take out of this is she was diversifying, but not but through different advisors because the people she were talking with weren't listening to what she was trying to accomplish. And it just ties back to that investment philosophy. If you're not on the same page, you're never going to be able to get different choices outside of your comfort zone that fit what you're trying to get to. Now, one of the tools that will help you with that is we're giving away the Social Security Decisions Handbook. It's what, when, how, who, what decisions to make when it comes to your Social Security. We've got 7 of these left, so you got to give us a call at 401-727-2727. Get your guide booklet today, 401-727-2727.
Now, man, I want to jump back to what you were just talking about. Irene, you brought up a good point that I might not have emphasized in the story, but it was exactly what she was going through. she would go to these other investment professionals or brokers or however you want to say it, because it was at the bank and it was at independent brokerage houses and it was insurance brokers. They all sold her these vehicles, these things, but they're identical to what she already had. And none of them said no, because that's something I asked her. I said, are you actually are you telling these people that this is the only thing you want to buy, or are you telling them what you're trying to achieve and that you're familiar with this? And she said in her – she's very sweet, by the way. I wanted to hug her every time she opened her mouth. And she said, no, I just like you, Josh, this is what we're talking about. I like this type of thing and I like doing this and I'm asking if I'm doing it right. And not one of them ever said, here is a different solution. That floored me. I mean, you could have pushed me over. It was crazy. Because I said to her, I said, so why did you keep changing brokers? Why didn't you just keep going to the same bank? Because they didn't listen to me, or they did something that frustrated me, or they did something to me. And I said, was it personal? Did it feel that way? And she said, no, it wasn't personal, but I knew that I wasn't feeling like they understood me. And I thought that was pretty great.
Yeah, what it sounds like is the process she was going through every time with these other advisors was geared towards, what are you trying to do? What do you need? What are you comfortable with? And that's where it stopped.
It was a product, right? She was just a number or a piece of meat to them rather than understanding. She's a human being trying to get through life and understand her timelines, her stages, and she's trying to update the way that she actually does business.
Yeah, and that's why our guided planning system process starts with that discovery meeting, because it has to be a two-way conversation. We have to understand what you're trying to get to, not just what you're comfortable with. So that means there's going to be some uncomfortable questions, but it's okay. You're going to be able to talk freely about it. Now, to have that conversation with a professional at Euclid Financial Services, give us a call at 401-727-2727.
Yeah, Manny, it is definitely a team mentality when it comes to Euclid, and that's exactly what Irene was saying she needed the support, the comfort, that warm hug from a coach, you know what I mean, that said, this is how it is. And she loved the idea that there was multiple people, multiple disciplines here, so that she didn't have to keep shopping. If she wants to, she can, but she made it very clear she was done shopping. She wanted to actually feel like she was part of a family. And, well, you know what they say about a village. You have to have a village to raise a family.
You know, Josh, that's a great point, and I love it. It ties it into Kevin and Sue that I met the other day. You know, one of the biggest missteps in planning is that life gets in the way. You know, the statement, it takes a village, is a true one, especially when it comes to retirement. There are too many moving parts and just a lot of self-doubt most of the time. You know, I met with Kevin and Sue. Kevin is on SSDI and Sue is working full-time at the local hospital. They had never worked with a financial planner before. You know, and what I found out when we started talking is something truly heartbreaking. You know, I found out why Kevin wanted a financial planner to help them retire. It was one of those most open and humbling experiences in my career. When Kevin had told me the story of what had happened to him, that put him on SSDI, my heart broke for him. And I understood I started to understand what they were facing. Now, SSDI, Social Security Disability Insurance, was something that Kevin had to take. But it's also a reminder of how fragile a human life really is. You know, Kevin's on SSDI from no fault of his own, but from a situation that involved him. He was coming home to see Sue after a long day at work. It was a beautiful day and, you know, he didn't have a care in the world. He was, you know, going along. He was driving home and he rounded the corner and a distracted driver crossed the center line and Kevin's world changed forever. After his scars healed and the medical bills were paid, he realized that he could not work ever again. He didn't know how he was going to provide for Sue, knowing he had changed her life forever as well. You know, Kevin carried a lot of guilt for what had happened. And he put on a brave face for me. But I could feel his disappointment. I told him missteps happen and that his unfortunate accident was nothing more than a misstep. Very similar to people that lost 30 to 40% of their life savings during the 2008-2009 stock market crash. I asked him if he felt personally responsible for their current finances and asked if he thought there was a shortfall in their retirement. You know, I asked Sue how she felt. her answer gave me confidence for both of them. Sue said she was able to work a little longer, but she wasn't sure how long that would be. As we went through their assets, I was able to reassure them that Sue would be able to retire when she originally had planned. You know, we needed to reorganize some of their assets for distribution and line them up with Sue's Social Security. And once Kevin understood that they could make up the shortfall by doing some planning now, I could see the look of relief come over him. Knowing that they are going to be able to retire and they would not have to change their lifestyle, you could start to see the guilt that Kevin has been holding on to fade away. Kevin and Sue can now move on to the next chapter in their lives with confidence, knowing that they're not alone. I want you to call me today to avoid the missteps in your retirement. Call us, 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727.
Geez, I don't even know how to come back from that. That is something, life gets in the way. And sometimes we don't think about life as getting in the way as a misstep. Life is a misstep. Retirements get off track. It happens. It's actually something that really, really happens. And so you really have to understand where you're at when you're in this misstep idea. You have to make decisions about Social Security too. We have a Social Security giveaway today. We are giving away a Social Security decision book. It's five more to give away. So we're going to give away five more of these books. Get on here. Get it quick. We have five more to give away. That is 401-727-2727. Call us now. 401-727-2727.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned.
Crazy. Come with me, baby. Come with me. We can watch the bullfight.
If your goals for 2017 include getting healthy, losing weight, saving money for retirement, or getting that last promotion, then ask yourself, are you dressing to achieve your goals? Changing our style allows us to change our lives. Great style isn't just about looking good. It's about having an air of elegance, sophistication, and confidence. I'm Cheryl Pederuti, personal wardrobe stylist. Call me today at 401-241-4111 to retire with flair.
Welcome back to The Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz. Tequila.
Welcome back, New England. You are listening to Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services, New England's go-to retirement experts. We are broadcasting from the Euclid Vault Stay in East Providence. We have the entire team here. Jason the Republican.
How we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I am Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Today's show is a good one. It is a great one. It is avoiding missteps. We are getting through this one step at a time. Make sure you put it on good, hard, firm ground so you got a good step to go off of. You don't want to go into retirement and just fall into all these pitfalls or all these hardships. You can't avoid them. Grab your Euclid notepads, turn this radio up. This is how you avoid missteps.
Josh, let's jump right into these missteps. You know, one of the biggest ones that I see as far as a misstep is cash flow. It sounds so simple. You know, cash flow, how much money do I have coming in? How much money do I have coming out? But if it's not set up correctly, you can find yourself going into retirement just living on a prayer. You're hoping that whatever you have set up is going to be enough that when surprises come up, you can handle it. It doesn't work that way. You got to think through it from beginning to end. Now, to learn more about cash flow and the investment philosophies and the topics we're talking about today, go to the Euclid website. It's euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID, F as in financial, S as in service.com.
You got that, Mr. Bon Jovi. This is how it works. You got to make sure that you have your processes, your philosophies. These are things that sound really complicated, but are really, really simplistic. And if you think about them simplistically, your life is easier.
And it's that whole easy is the best, because then you don't have to remember things. So what's your philosophy? I like to keep my money. It's that easy. And if you can think through that and that's your philosophy, you're going to be in better shape.
Yeah. And, you know, wanting to keep your money is a great philosophy. It actually lines up directly with our own philosophy, which is to protect, preserve, and prolong your assets for you and your heirs. And it sounds straightforward and simple because your philosophy should be simple. Your philosophy should be simple. You don't want to overcomplicate it. The other thought processes you have to get around, not just your own philosophy, is timelines in retirement. You got to think through retirement more than just one singular event. You got to think through it as different stages of retirement. So when you go into it, it's your go-go years. You're going to be busier. You're going to be moving on. And then you're going to have your slow-go years where you're going to slow down a little bit. And then you're going to have your no-go years. And that's your legacy. But your legacy is set up the minute you go into retirement. It's all the decisions that you make in the beginning.
You know, one of those decisions that's very important to make in the beginning is, what are you going to do with Social Security? How are you going to make that decision? You know, we're giving away today Social Security Decision Booklet. We got five of those left. We're going to give those away today. We want to get those out to you guys. It's got a ton of information on it. And, you know, call us today, though, 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727.
Yeah. Now, diversification is something that has to be talked about. Has to be in there. But when we're talking about timelines, those are age-based things, right? So when you're talking about the go-go, slow-go, no-go years, it's amazing to have all of that building up.
Yeah, when you're going into your retirement years and you're starting out with that go-go years, the income and the budget that you set in the beginning is going to carry you through all three stages. So that when you start to think through what your legacy is going to be, the budget you used in your go-go years is going to help you fund and set up your legacy going forward.
That's right. One of the largest missteps we see is that baby boomers don't plan ahead for their legacy. They wait too long. That's one of the larger missteps when it comes to legacy planning. Is they just wait till too long to get that plan in place for them.
Yeah, Ethel is a really good example of that. So Ethel is in her late 70s, and she's starting to think that, her days are coming to an end. She's quite healthy, wealthy, and wise as it looks. She lives on her own. She's independent. Her children live near her. She has great holidays with them, all this other good stuff, and she's still driving and everything. But she has this deep-rooted, seated feeling that she's going to, meet her demise. And so she wanted to make sure that she has everything in line, which is really, really good. The one thing that came up in our discussions is that she only had a will prior to our discussions, which isn't that bad. But her asset size, it's not efficient. It's not going to do what she needs. And so one thing I wished that we would have done is talked to her earlier, known about her earlier, so that we could have started talking about it. Because one of the timelines, one of the big missteps is legacy planning, because people wait until the end of days. They wait until their no-go years. They wait until the end of their slow-go years. And then they start talking, I really need this. Well, actually, you should talk about it in your accumulation and your go-go years so that it's a clearer thought. And then there's not as much heavy lifting, because when you get older, do you love picking up heavy things? No, nobody ever does. So Ethel is having this conundrum going on, this idea. And so we sat through it, and she had to make some really long, hard decisions. Who do you give it to? How do you transfer it? What is it going to look like? Who's going to take care of all your bills and assets and everything at the end? And she had a lot of guilt about that because, she has four children. So how do I make four children have all these decisions? One of the big things that we had to talk to her about is, too many cooks in the kitchen ruin a soup. So you really need to let one person take care of finance. And if that's not the same person that's going to take your health, who's more capable of actually following your wishes, not just, Janet needs a job in my estate. And so when we talked about that, it was a big thing. It was a big deal. One thing that most people don't change their mind on is when to trigger Social Security. So we have a Social Security book that we're giving away today. The Social Security Decision Book. It's an amazing piece of read. It is easy. It is essential. It is on your bookshelf, or it will be if you give a call. We have four more of these. These are actually going quite fast. So give a call. 401
401-727-2727. Once again, that phone number, 401-727-2727.
In front of the other end, soon you are walking out the door.
Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you are walking across the floor.
You are listening to The Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services. More with Josh Wells and his team. Stay tuned.
Are you planning a special occasion and want your flowers to wow your guests? Stop in the Water's Edge Flowers in Newport, a local, family-owned florist that specializes in everyday floral needs, weddings, and events. We also provide many types of exotic, high-end flowers and custom-designed arrangements to suit your needs. We will make your event special. Newport County's premier award-winning florist, serving the community for almost 50 years. Check out our designs at watersedgeflowers.com or come by and see us at 212 Broadway in Newport.
Welcome back to The Retirement Factory with Josh Wells, Jason the Republican Wells, and Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Welcome back, New England. You are listening to Retirement Factory, brought to you by Euclid Financial Services, New England's go-to retirement experts. We are broadcasting from the Euclid Vaults in East Providence today. We have the entire team here. Jason the Republican.
How are we doing, folks?
Manny the Money Man Resendiz.
Hi, everybody.
And I am Josh Wells, getting you to and through your entire retirement. Today's show is a fun one. It is one of those that you have to turn this thing up. We are talking about the missteps. We are telling you how to avoid them. We are begging for you to write it into your Euclid notepads. Turn this radio up. We are talking about avoiding the missteps in retirement. And a lot of missteps can be something as easy as just getting derailed. I have a plan. Well, I didn't follow that plan that well. So how do I fix it? I don't know. That's a misstep. We can talk about it today.
Listen, when you say derailment, the biggest one that jumps into my mind is taxes. Because
that's true.
We understand taxes as a whole, as a country, because we know we have to pay them. We're going, you know, April 15th shows up every year, so you've got to pay the taxes when that happens. But the downside or the derailment is you know where your income is coming from. You know that your accounts come out and they're taxable. But the need that you have for something big outweighs the logic of, oh, my God, I'm going to end up paying a ton in taxes because of it.
That's right. You know, Manny, you're so correct. You know, one of the missteps I see most often is baby boomers don't understand that they can control their taxes in retirement. You know, when doing retirement planning, baby boomers aren't dreaming big with their bucket list. They're trying to fill their day. Most retirees look at their IRAs as large income accounts they could take money from. Take Jerry, for example. He served in the Army during the Vietnam War. He made some lasting friendships during his time over there. And Jerry and his buddies are going to Oktoberfest in Germany this year. Jerry told me this once-in-a-lifetime trip was going to cost him $10,000, and he needed to figure out how to pay for it. All of Jerry's accounts are in IRAs. So every time he takes a withdrawal, it's taxed as ordinary income. Jerry really has his heart set on this trip, and he hasn't seen his buddies in 10 years. But he's concerned that if he takes this trip, that it's going to take his retirement off track. So we went over his finances, and we discussed the options he had, and we came up with a plan to get Jerry to his reunion with his buddies. We reorganized some of his assets, and Jerry's savings account, you know, it's very modest as it stands. So he did not have ample money to just take it from his savings. We needed to take some money out of his IRA. But when we did that, we needed to stay under his current tax threshold rate. We also adjusted his short-term budgeting, and we knew we could carve back easily $200 to $300 per month for his savings. These small little tricks is all that it really took for Jerry to get to Oktoberfest and see his war buddies. Now, Jerry gets to mark this off his bucket list, and you know, I really can't wait to see what his next big dream is going to be. You know, Jerry understands the power of a written retirement income plan. You know, he would agree if you don't have one, it's the biggest misstep you can make in your retirement. Call me today to get a written income plan at 401-727-2727. 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727.
You know, cash flow misstep, right?
That's right.
And so cash flow is actually what saved him here. Taught him how to bleed off his IRAs and how to move it out. I think that's pretty amazing, especially when you talk about diversification. Because people think about diversification as I have 25 different mutual funds, or I have 75 different stocks, or, well, I have my money at XYZ Bank and at LMNOP Bank, right? And they kind of go through. And diversification can actually be a lot different than that. Diversification can be the three worlds of money. It can be how you carry yourself when it comes to distributing your money. These are all protection vehicles, and they call them cash flow.
Yeah, and to go along the diversification of cash flow, you mentioned it. It's, are you split up over banking, insurance, and the stock market world? But it's also, do I have a pool of money that's taxable and that's not taxable
that's
to
right.
me? Because like in Jerry's situation, the thing he needed was, how do I get more money out to pay for the things I want without having to pay more in taxes? And so we just had to readjust his allocation or diversify him so this way he had taxable and non-taxable money. It was a great feeling.
You know, when it comes to diversification of income, one of those pieces is Social Security. And we want to talk about that. You know, we have for you guys out there the Social Security Decisions Handbook. We're giving away those. I think we've got three of those left today. So we want to get those in your hands. That's an essential read. Put it on your bookshelf. Make sure you're going through this. You know, give us a call today to get one of those. It's absolutely free. 401-727-2727. Again, that's 401-727-2727.
Yeah, one thing I want to get in on the show before it gets too late is it was definitely a big misstep. A lot of people, when they go into retirement, they have this idea that one man, one advisor, one shop, one place can help them. And it really does take a village. It takes an entire army to make a retirement go smooth. The golden years are paved in gold, and gold is heavy. So you have to have a lot of hands to lift it. If you're going to make your retirement all by yourself, it's a hard, hard job. So you do need a team, and a team takes more than one.
That's right. Here at Euclid, there's, you know, you're talking to the team now. We're on the radio here. We talk to you guys every week, and you know, we're here to help you guys. You're not alone in getting to your retirement.
That's right.
You know, we want you to know that, and you know, we use that guided planning system, the Euclid guided planning system, for a reason. It gets us
because
through,
it works
exactly.
Because it
that's
works.
That's great. It works. You know, we have the team here. We all have great different disciplines here, and we all follow up with each other to make sure a plan really works.
Yeah, and I know for a lot of people out there, hearing the fact that, you know, you can have a retirement team, not just one individual person, is kind of a new concept.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Manny.
And we've definitely talked a lot today about missteps, what to do, what not to do. And I think the key to take away from this is that what you did to get to retirement is not what's going to keep you in retirement. Retirement's a journey. There are many different paths you can take to get to the end, but getting the right guide or team to help you choose that path for you is the difference between an arduous journey and an experience of a lifetime. So how do you know you have the right guide? It really comes down to one important quality. Does your advisor listen to you? If they don't, that's a sign that you may be on the path to retirement and it's not your own. Oftentimes, they start out as a good guide, but somewhere along the road, things change. It's life. These things happen. Look, take, for example, Amy. When I first met her, it was at one of our educational workshops. She was there because she was looking for answers that she wasn't getting from her current advisor. Now, when I asked her if she was happy with her current advisor, I could tell she wasn't sure how to answer me. You know when someone asks you a question that you weren't expecting and you have to pause for a minute? Well, that's exactly what she did. And then she said something every person getting ready to retire does. I've had my advisor for the last 15 years. He's a good guy, and he's really nice to me. But his answers to my questions don't make sense to me anymore. Now, this is a common misstep that retirees take the blame for when they shouldn't be. When this starts to happen, it means you've outgrown your advisor. There are two types of advisors. The one that most of us are familiar with is your growth advisor. They're the person you work with while you're working. They help you save and accumulate money for retirement, but eventually you outgrow them because helping you actually retire is not what they do best. They get you to the top of the mountain, but getting you back down is a different person. That's where an advisor like myself and the rest of the team at Euclid Financial Services comes into your life. We help you distribute your wealth for the rest of your life, as well as help guide you through all the stages of your retirement. Now, as Amy and I continued to talk, she realized she needed more answers and that sitting down with myself made sense. So since that first meeting, Amy and I have started organizing our accounts for distribution. We've gone through our guided planning system. We've written out her retirement plan. She knows that when she talks to me, the answers she gets are geared towards helping her get to and through her entire retirement. She found that using our process allowed her to make the transition from growing her wealth to distributing it without any stress. Here at Euclid Financial Services, we believe going from your working years to your retirement years should be an exciting time, not a time filled with stress and anxiety. Come in for a visit with us today. Call 401-727-2727.
It's amazing to kind of think through that process because when you think about it, Amy, like a lot of other baby boomers and ourselves, the way they think about this is I don't want to ruin this relationship. I don't want to leave it because I might have to go back to it or that's my safety net. What I really think is happening isn't that process. It's kind of like when you have your home computer. I've had this computer. I've had this Dell for 7 years. I know it's time to replace it. In the back of your mind, you know it's going to blue screen of death at some point. But you don't hope it's today. Or your printer, for some reason, stopped talking to your computer and you're thinking it's you. It's probably a firmware or a software update that's missing. And it's not the first time it's missed. And you get these automatic updates from Microsoft, right? But that's only updating the OS. But you don't know that. You think it's updating the entire process. It's only updating a very, very small amount of information. You have to update the rest of it. And that's that firmware and everything else. And I don't want to get too technical. But the way that we talk about this is it gets buggy. If you're trying to figure out how to unbug yourself or get away from this buggy retirement, give us a call. Just literally pick up that phone, 401-727-2727. We really, really do want to help you. We want to get you to and through your entire retirement. It's not just something we say. We truly mean it. We want to get New England to and through their entire retirement. Be part of the family. Give us a call, 401-727-2727. It's been a great show, guys. We love doing this. Keep the calls coming. Keep the emails coming. I'm telling you, coffee clutches out there. We keep getting a new one every week. We keep sending out the mugs. We really will send the mugs. All you have to do is go to the website. That's www.euclidfs.com. That's EUCLID. F as in financial. S as in services.com. Go on there. Click the email. Email Louise. Tell her that you have 5, 6, 7 people that you meet with every morning and you need coffee mugs. We'll send them right out to you. They're thermal mugs. They're the nice ones. Hand wash only, by the way. But they're very nice. You'll love it. 401-727-2727. Guys, we'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place. Love you very much. Bye.
Listening to The Retirement Factory. Call Euclid Financial Services today at 401-727-2727. That's 401-727-2727. Information provided during The Retirement Factory is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.